Thank you very much, Sam. Now, would you be brave enough to take a dip in the North Sea on New Year's Day? Well, the hardy souls in our next set of articles certainly were. In fact, a record number of people took part in the Cromer Boxing Day dip, which raised £2,500 for charity. About 1,000 brave souls took the plunge in the North Sea as part of the annual festive tradition, which has been taking place at Cromer Beach since 1985. The dip is organised by the North Norfolk Beach Runners and raises money for a different local charity each year. The 2023 dip was in aid of Cromer Community and Hospital Friends, a charity helping to enhance care and treatment for patients across North Norfolk. That was by far the most I've ever seen run into the sea, Clive Hedges, who took charge of the organising of the event for the final time after 25 years, said, "I can't tell you the feeling I get when I stand on the sand with my back to the sea, looking back at everyone and start the countdown."
Organisers of the festive tradition are hopeful that numerous charities will be boosted as donations continue to come in this month. The Everyone Active 2023 Lowestoft Christmas Day Swim, sponsored by JME, attracted around 340 officially registered swimmers, as around 3,000 spectators watched Santas, Christmas elves, and superheroes take the plunge. Those taking part braved the cold North Sea conditions on Christmas Day for the 44th festive plunge, with £6,700 raised following the Lowestoft Christmas Day swim in 2022. Organisers are hopeful last year's popular spectacle will exceed this amount. Matt Stebbings, event volunteer, said, "A huge thanks to everyone that makes it happen. Big thanks go to the Flying 15s for hosting us, as well as the St John's Ambulance, Lowestoft Volunteer Lifeguard Corps, HM Coast Guard, and the Lowestoft Lions. Thanks also go to the charities who gave up their Christmas morning to support the event. Finally, thanks go to our sponsors, JME and Everyone Active, who, without them, the event would not happen. Local charities and deserving causes will benefit from the festive tradition."
He spent a good part of his life as the master and commander of a much-loved sailing ship that has long been at home in Wells next the sea. And now Tom Brower, who's 75, has shared tales of his 40 years as the owner of the famous Dutch sailing clipper Albatross in a new book called My Life on the Albatross. Mr. Brower brought the ship in 1979 from a port in Copenhagen, and the book explores different chapters in the vessel's past, as well as his life. These include his life as a student at the University of Amsterdam from the age of 16, how he bought the ship and how he sold it again in 2020. Mr. Brower said, "The response from the people who've read it is unbelievable. I've had people tell me that they've loved reading its story or thanking me for reminding them of their time on board. I'm not only surprised by the reaction to the book, but I am still very surprised about how many people want to buy it." Mr. Brower started writing the book last year. It's been self-published and was released in November thanks to help from Fakenham Prepress Solutions and his proofreaders. Under Mr. Brower's ownership, the Albatross's many roles include serving as a cargo vessel, supporting a Greenpeace education program, and returning to Norfolk to become a floating restaurant by the Wells quayside.
It's known as Britain's Great Barrier Reef and is home of Norfolk's famous Cromer crabs. The Cromer Shoal Chalk Bed is the world's longest chalk reef, stretching more than 20 miles along the coast from Weybourne to Haysborough, and has provided a living for generations of fishermen. But there are now fears for the future of the centuries-old industry. This is because three sections of the reef have now become no fishing zones, as part of a study to compare the damage being caused to the chalk bed by natural causes and potting, the traditional method of using pots to catch crabs and lobsters. the natural disturbance study is being carried out by the Eastern Inshore Fisheries and Conservation Authority and comes after a report by Natural England found fishermen dropped pots on the seabed was damaging the chalk. But it has angered fishermen. All of a sudden, we're the bad guys, and our industry is under threat, said John Davies, chairman of the North Norfolk Fishermen Society, who has been a fisherman in Cromer for 50 years. We're confident we're not damaging the chalk in any more ways than the natural environment. I'm an eighth-generation fisherman, and I know it's changed very little, if at all, over the years. I'm not saying we don't impact on it at all, but it's a drop in the ocean compared to that caused by the ferocity of the sea. The Cromer Shoal chalk bed extends 6 miles out to sea and covers an area of almost 80,000 acres.
A mysterious Anglo-Saxon artifact, made by someone with a real eye for loveliness, has been discovered in North Norfolk. The gilded silver object, which dates back to the late 8th or early 9th century, was found by a metal detectorist near Langham. It is tiny at just over half an inch wide, and although similar items have been discovered before, experts are still unsure of their purpose. Dr. Helen Geek, historian and Norfolk's finds liaison officer, told the BBC, "It's a mysterious object, and you can't say what kind of thing it's off at all, but it was made by someone with a real eye for loveliness. On the sides is a spiral pattern recognisable from the Book of Kells or Lindisfarne Gospel. It's got a backwards-looking animal, possibly a horse, that fills the space nicely, and I love its colour." She explained that the object's creator would have mixed Spanish mercury with powdered gold to accentuate the design. Dr. Geek believes it could have come from the end of a staff, the rest of which would have decayed long ago. A coroner has declared the item a treasure, and Norwich Castle Museum has expressed a desire to obtain it.
An 83-foot Dutch barge, which was set to be scrapped, has been given a last-minute reprieve. Described as fantastic, the Dutch barge, named Barge No. 9, is set to make a welcome return to Lowestoft as it moves to a new mooring today. After being saved by a local couple who saw the potential and historical value in the almost 100-year-old vessel, they are preparing to breathe new life into the vessel, and they aim to restore it to its former glory. Built in the Netherlands in 1928, Barge No. 9 started her early life on the Trent waterways before joining the Lowestoft fishing fleet. She went on to become a refueling tanker, making it through the Second World War as an essential vessel. Having spent 6 years underwater due to bad welding on panelling underneath the engine, the vessel was rebirthed and has been a houseboat in Thorpe St Andrew for the past 30 years. But after hearing that she was due to be scrapped, William Gilroy and Becky Ledbetter rallied round to save the vessel.
And with that, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox. And as always, we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over, pop in the memory stick, and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget, you don't have to pay any postage at all because the postal service is free. We know there are ongoing delays with the Postal Service at the moment and with you receiving the recordings in a timely manner, but there's not much we can do about that.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition, the editor with Ian Gorst and the sound recordist with Simon Pitt. Remember to keep listening for this month's edition of the Norfolk Magazine. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, what you have enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can tell us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please leave the message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact at cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So for us, it's goodbye from me, Marianne, and John.
Goodbye.